Good morning. It's Friday, March the 29th. Got the weekend right ahead of us. This is Cap Marty going to give you a little bit of a weekend outlook. I'll be right back.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Well, we like to start out the fishing report talking about offshore fishing. We've just completed a whole week of weather. We did have one day, which was Wednesday, where we did get some boats offshore, both Hatteras and Oregon Inlet. Both fleets caught some of the big bluefin tuna, which are still around, hanging out there, which is amazing to me because really tuna are very migratory. And these tuna have been there since the first of the year. And they don't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know exactly how that works. I guess they're just holding up in the current, and there's plenty of bait there for them to eat. But the big ones have to be caught and released, but they're still out there. A few yellowfin tuna, not large numbers of them anyway. A few blackfin tuna and Hatteras as well. All that's going to pick up. The yellowfins and the blackfins within a few weeks will be just that. That'll be Katie bar the door with limits of tuna. So we look forward to that. Not much in the inshore waters as far as being in the ocean goes. We did have a little bit of surf fishing going on. There's still a few big drum around. There'd be more if the ocean wasn't just so rough and so many places unfishable. But as far as that goes, there was again on Wednesday when things let down a little bit, it was better. Of course, all that weather, it's kind of, you know, today's Friday, it's coming right back for the weekend. More wind coming. I don't think we'll see anybody offshore. Maybe on Sunday, but it's not looking too good. So maybe you got a big drum, maybe you got a puppy drum if you got out on Saturday and fish the surf. In the Sound, we did have some boats fishing, and they did really well in speckled trout. A few puppy drum mixed in, especially on the lower Sound. Again, Wednesday was the day to get a boat out in the Sound. Remember, water temperatures are very cold. Don't push your luck to catch a trout or a puppy drum. It's not worth it. And finally, today, we'll tell you about a little bite that's been going on you might not be aware of, and I'll be back to do that in just a second. Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Wanchese.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Okay, so we'll end today's report with a freshwater report. My old friend Dave Radke, many of you will know him as Fogbank, longtime mate in the Oregon Inlet Fishing Fleet and the Hatteras Fleet, worked on the ferries for 10 years as well, been fishing all his life. He has been rigging up like crazy to go crappie fishing up in the North River. Got an aluminum boat, bought however you do that, six or eight of those real long crappie rods, got some minnows, to put on the hook, and they went out there, and he caught 15, and that would have been on Thursday. He caught 15, so it was a little bit rainy and a little bit rough, but he went out there and made a day of it, so good for him. That's crappie fishing. That's going to really pick up when we get a little bit of warm weather over the next few days. So keep an eye on that. That's my entire fishing report for you. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll let you know if anything changes over the weekend. I'll do that on Monday morning.